You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm guessing this. The score here.
This is from Excalibur.
Mace, this is your world. Marcus, do you know?
It was used in Excalibur.
Oh, Fortuna?
Lord of the Rings?
Gladiator.
No, not Gladiator. No.
It is literally Gladiator.
It is Gladiator?
Yeah, baby. 3-4-3, baby.
All right, you guys want one more?
Let's give us another one.
Do it.
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
See, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
That's I'm with
Harry
you.
For sure, all right, yeah. One more?
Okay, yeah.
One more. Pirates of the Caribbean?
Nope. Come on, guys.
Arnia?
Nope. It is Hans Zimmer. So that
it is Hans Zimmer. Oppenheimer.
Nope. It's another Nolan movie.
Inception.
Maybe his most beloved Nolan movie.
Memento.
Not Batman.
Stop.
It is Batman.
It's
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Wow.
This plays as he's riding off on that motorcycle.
Is it Dark Knight or regular
Dark Knight Rises?
It's Dark Knight. Just straight up Dark Knight. And it's like, he's the Dark Knight.
The best of the three.
Batman.
I hated number three.
Yeah,
we did, how many of those did we do? I think we did 160. So from 11 to noon, that's all we did.
Yeah.
We are going to do exactly the same thing.
The same one. You guys are going to do the exact same thing.
By the way, it's National Movie Score Day. Take it away,
I like
Mason.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were doing. You know what else today is?
What is?
National Walking Day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Wherever Travis Rogers is right now, you know he's walking.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah. All right, so send him a text earlier.
Yep.
How many steps do you think this dude took yesterday? So Travis right now is in a different world. He's in a zone.
He's
definitely getting 10,000 steps in a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So he's on vacation right now.
14,000 steps.
27,000 steps. Where'd he walk?
He's walking all
day. Emily is concerned.
Yeah.
That's a lot of steps.
He's walking the earth?
All day.
At Disneyland. If he's at Disneyland, it makes sense. He might be at Disneyland.
I know he's not at Disneyland.
I know he's in Palm
Maybe
Springs.
Maybe he's in Disneyland for a day.
Because he went to my favorite burger joint yesterday.
Palm Springs?
Oh, so good, yeah.
What's
Tyler's
it called?
Tyler's in Palm Springs
right
now.
Okay, why your favorite? What is...
Just literally the best hamburger I have ever had.
Wow.
Is at Tyler's in Palm Springs.
I don't.
Palm Springs is like one of my favorite places.
Fun.
I love Palm Springs. It's awesome.
Mudbath.
Did you introduce Marcus Grant?
Well, we were just getting there.
Oh, we're just getting Grant's there. Grant's from the NFL Network here. He's filling in for Ireland.
I am.
And he's got nothing to say because you haven't introduced him.
My apologies.
It's kind of
good.
But
we're
I did say Marcus's name when we were doing the scores and everything else. And I did even mention it on the steps.
It's a little
And frankly, because you're co-hosting with him today, you should have introduced him.
Oh. Wow,
no,
touche.
This is technically still your show.
It is not.
I'm just riding along for the action, and you failed to introduce Marcus.
Marcus, see what I got to deal with here.
This is my life for the next 2.5 hours.
Oh, yesterday was just, yesterday there was so much trouble on the show.
What happened?
Well, did Chris hang out the whole time?
I could not shake him.
Yeah.
About the LeBron stuff?
No, God.
That was the last thing.
Went into like an Ireland thing at the last hour of the show, and it was just
what
brutal.
Did you do? Did you try?
I defended John.
Okay,
as I always do.
Yep,
my friend, my partner.
Yep,
defended him.
Who you have not worked with in about?
He's been gone for a month and a half.
A month? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is this longer than the Grammy trip? It feels like it's been
longer
than the Grammy trip.
And they never take an East Coast road trip this late in the year.
No, and he worked some during the Grammy trip. Like he would pop up for a day or pop up for half a show, that kind of stuff. This time he's just disappeared.
Why would he do that to you?
I don't know. Well, I think it's because it's an every other day schedule. Mm. So they travel, the Lakers travel on, like they would have, they traveled last night. But like, for example, when they are in, let's say over the weekend they were in Toronto, right? There's a day off between games where they traveled. They never traveled the night of unless it's a back-to-back. So he didn't have a chance to do the show.
Quick question on the burger.
By the way, that made no sense. But
it didn't, to be honest with you.
Sounded good to me.
As he was going, he like started throwing Saturday in Toronto.
Saturday in Toronto, I don't know what's happening here.
It was another night in Toronto.
And yeah.
Why are you so against cutting a burger in half?
Why am I so against cutting a burger in half?
Do you cut your burger in half at all?
Absolutely do not.
You're not supposed to cut a burger in half.
No, Marcus, do you cut a burger in half?
Now that I think about it, I don't. But I don't know that I'm morally opposed to it.
Some restaurants come out and they will have already cut the burger in half.
You're losing the juiciness of it.
The juice of it.
We started with, if you eat pizza with a knife and fork. No. I'm like, that is a deal burger. No, I'm done. Check, please. No. That's it. The second thing is if you cut your burger in half.
I mean, I guess when I was a child, sure.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Thank you. All
right, Marcus.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you very much.
Right. By the way, you look like Robert Sala.
Aha! Yep. See? I'm not the only one.
I might get fired by the end of
this football season. That could happen as well. Marcus, you seem like a very reasonable person.
I'd like to think I am.
Somebody that is a great contributor to the rest of society.
Yeah.
DeMarco, this came up a while back.
I was like, where is this going?
I'll tell you where it's going.
Not again.
Well, it's only coming because Jorge told me to ask the question. Okay. We got to ask the question.
It's a very...
Well, Jorge's on your side on this.
Go ahead. This is true, but go ahead.
Ask away.
Marcus, you're at the grocery store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got what you needed.
Yep.
You put everything on that conveyor belt, and now it's kind of all going. Once you get all your stuff up, do you grab the divider?
Absolutely.
And you put it for the person behind you.
For the person behind. It is a courtesy.
Of course it is.
It's absolutely a courtesy.
By the way, I do that also.
Of course you do.
That's like the natural,
that's
polite
of course
thing
what you do.
Do.
DeMarco, not helping you
it's
out.
No. What is socially
not
acceptable.
Helping you out.
I do
DeMarco.
Not expect someone to do it for me, and I will not do it for you.
Okay, so then the next step of that is, do you return your shopping cart to the designated area?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
DeMarco leaves it in front of
him.
No, he doesn't.
I know
the type of person you are.
You leave your
shopping cart right in front of the doors opening. You're like, you know what, screw it, I'm out of here.
Carts and bring them back. I can't stand that. But I just will not do the dividers. It just does not occur to me.
Seems like a very simple.
It seems simple.
That's less effort than putting the shopping carts back.
I mean, I give you, like, if you're in front of me, I give you plenty of space. I don't even start to put my stuff on the belt until you're done. So I expect to say, I guess it's like a COVID thing.
Is he the only one that doesn't put the divider?
No, apparently Jorge doesn't either.
Jorge doesn't either.
Jorge.
Unbelievable.
I'm shocked.
You thought you knew him.
The cashier does it for me. She sees
Thank
my
you.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Cashier does it for me.
Who's done that?
What cashier's done that ever?
Is a cashier putting the groceries in the car too?
On top of your stuff.
I have never had a problem. I have never had an issue. Never. There's never been a problem.
They probably don't talk to you. There's probably no eye contact made.
They probably talk about you after you leave.
And I'm cool with the people that check me out. We're all cool. They don't care.
You think you're cool.
I even asked them. They said they don't care. After that show, I'm sure
on the list of things that the checkout person has to worry about, the divider is probably low on the
but
list.
But it's not even the checkout person that's the issue here. It's the person behind you, the other citizen that's standing there that now has to reach over you to get to the dividers, just put the divider there for
citizen
them.
Shopper
I am way
right
over by
you.
The pay part. It's done. Once I put it up, I'm done. I've never had an issue. This has never been a problem. I'm
shocked. Final one I have, and I swear to Marco, this is it.
All right.
What?
Last one. In the morning, you go for a walk.
The dump was last segment.
No, but I just want to know.
Right, but I didn't hear it. Okay.
I want to know if they do the same thing.
Okay.
When you guys go out on a walk or you're doing something, you're listening to music.
Yeah.
Podcasts, whatever it is.
Yeah, I got my earbuds in, I'm gone.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. He doesn't. So he turns it all the way up on his phone.
What?
Yes.
You don't have AirPods?
I do. I just don't use them.
Why would you not use the...
Because
you hear the music much better than if it's on your phone.
Because I am not listening to a podcast. I am listening to music.
Yeah, I am too.
Right. So I am blasting music.
Blasting music at 5 a.m. when he's walking
in
neighborhoods.
On your phone...
Well, wait. I'm blasting music at 5 a.m. There's no one out there. So what am I doing?
You're wasting sound. It's just going out in the ether.
You're not getting good sound.
No, if I get the headphones, what am I doing? All I'm doing is
listening,
is killing my hearing.
And
there's no one out there.
And you're respecting the people that are also around.
So,
that you're not.
No.
Not yeah. As in for you. As in yeah against you.
No. It's dark. You can't see me. So at least you can hear me.
I just don't. Why do you not want to hear the music better by having the earbuds.
I don't need to have, like, you know, a car stereo as I'm walking.
You don't need sound quality?
No, I just need a beat. I just need a beat.
If I'm having a conversation with you, like, it's better if I'm sitting next to you as opposed to being down the hall screaming it at you, right?
But it's just, it's in my little pouch. It's playing and I walk.
You have a little pouch?
Yeah, you know, the what do you call that? The little hoodie, the little pouch.
Oh, you got one right there.
Those are key.
Yeah.
Those
I can hear the music and I can hear whatever else is going on.
I wonder, though, what the long-term effect is of having earbuds in.
I mean, probably not great.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder.
You and John.
It's a lot of, no, but here's the, we both keep our headphones really loud.
Yeah.
Mine are incredibly loud. But I only ever
have one
ear. So this ear, I will always have hearing. My right ear.
Yeah.
My left ear, I've completely blown out.
Blown out. Yeah.
And it keeps.
Is John on both?
Up louder and louder and louder. Yeah, Ireland's on both. Yeah, Ireland's on both.
See, I got the warning on my phone. Like, you've been listening to this music too loud for too long.
Oh, see, I'm pretty good about volume control. Because for that very reason. Like, I'm sure I have tinnitus or something.
Yeah, you don't have to blow your brains out.
Well, I mean, the stuff we're listening to. We're talking, it was Rage Against the Machine. That's how we started. So.
Oh, Rage?
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
Rage.
See, that's loud. I can't play that
you're
quietly.
You're walking through the neighborhood.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah, at 5 a.m.
With killing in the name of.
Your whole neighborhood's going to Bulls on Parade, right?
Yes. But you can hear me in the park. You know I'm in there.
There's DeMarco again.
He's not sneaking up on you.
Absolutely. Yes.
You impressed 4-1 on this road trip? Or is the competition?
Well, the schedule, they've been blessed by the schedule gods on this particular road trip, which is fine. Everybody gets that.
I was going to say, everybody is going to play those teams anyways. Yeah. They just happen to have the easier part of their schedule a little bit later on.
Now, they close hard. They close with a very tough run here.
Mm-hmm.
They got Minnesota.
Cleveland,
Golden State. Won 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of a sudden, they've got games down the stretch that are really tough. I just think they're probably locked into the 9. I think they're locked into
the 9. Okay, if Marcus, if the playoffs...
Because everybody's in front of them.
I know, there's winning. If the playoffs started today, this is their path.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play Golden State...
In the play-in.
In a one-game play-in here at Crypto.
At Crypto, right. Yep.
If you win that one, it's a one-game playoff on the road against either Phoenix or Sacramento. So basically, it's Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox. Two of those of that mix.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get through both of those, Denver won yesterday. OKC lost. I forget.
So they
lost
face Denver in the first round?
They get Denver in the first round.
Oh, my God. By the way, I don't even think they... If they face Sacramento, I think it's over. If they face Sacramento in the second play-in game...
Which would be on the road.
Absolutely got their number.
Mm-hmm.
Domantas Sabonis is like 11-0 against AD now.
It just owns him.
De'Aaron Fox always lights him up. I just think that's a really tough game for the... I think they're 0-4 against Sacramento
0-4
this year.
Yeah, and they've lost a few games in a row. The only thing I'll just say to that is Malik Monk's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
Kevin Herter is out for the rest of the year. So what do you think of that path?
The way the Lakers season has gone is though they could win any of those games. They could lose any of those games. And then you talk about this stretch right now and the fact that they've gone so well on this road trip. I think it's something to be applauded simply because you never knew on a night-to-night basis what you were getting with this team.
Right?
I mean – the fact that they had that great comeback against the Clippers. And who did they play? They played Memphis or somebody else like a couple nights later.
Milwaukee was the other big comeback.
But they had the big comeback against the Clippers. And then two nights later against a really bad team started really bad. And it just felt like, yeah, this is about right for the way this team has gone. So the fact that they've played well over this road trip is great. But it still means, look, the Warriors could come in here and win. The Warriors could come in here and lose by double digits. You know, anything could happen with this Laker team.
That's crazy. 10 games over 500 and ninth.
Right. They're playing well. That's the thing. They're playing well, and they're just not making up any ground.
That puts you like fifth or sixth in the East right now.
Okay, last year.
But if they do it.
If they do it. Yeah, no.
You can't fire the coach.
He said something I've never heard.
Okay. Can I say it? Let me see.
Yeah.
Darvin Ham extension. Look at that face.
that sounds like a punchline to a joke. Darvin Ham extension.
I have never heard those three words together.
Yeah.
To your credit.
By the way, Lakers Twitter loves you right now. Loves you right now.
To your credit, you did warn me. Like, you did say, okay, I got three words. I just want you to be ready. I'm like, what three words are you going
to
say?
What would it take for Darvinham to get an extension at this point?
Western Conference Finals?
What you just laid out, if you go and beat Golden State, you beat Phoenix, you beat Sacramento, you beat Denver in the first round.
Oh, you beat Denver in the first round.
That's what I mean. You do all this stuff.
That's not happening. Right? I think the only team that can beat Denver is Boston. That's the only team that can beat Denver.
Yeah, Marcus, what you said, too, you get to the Western Conference Finals again. That will be 2 years as a head coach of the Lakers making it to the Western Conference Finals twice. I don't know if
then
extension,
you might use the
but
E-word.
Yeah, I might use the E word.
Careful on that E word.
Can't even say it.
Yeah. All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason in Ireland, Marcus in the house, DeMarco. Good stuff.
Good stuff, man.
Travis back tomorrow. 7:10 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Good afternoon! All right, so Marcus Grant from NFL Network's filling in for Ireland today. Bergman's hanging out in the studio.
Yeah.
So my, I curse on Instagram stories.
You did. That's fine. It's fine to curse, Mace, but why didn't you tag us? Maybe Morales has it right. Why didn't you actually say?
Did I reference you?
Yes.
Oh, you said what Bergman and Morales want,
but you didn't say you didn't tag us. We had to go and actually find your story.
Well, everybody should find my story.
He hit you with an at me though, right?
I know. Yeah. At me, bro.
Now, doesn't it make sense, Marcus, that when, like, for example, tomorrow or Friday, I'm getting my colonoscopy, so Ireland is here, and it's going to be him and Andy Kamenetsky. So they want Andy Kamenetsky to lead the show, and I think John Ireland should absolutely lead the show whenever I'm not here. Do you agree?
Absolutely, he should. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't you hand it over to the guy who's normally in the seat, who's normally here?
So it's not specifically Andy should be the one in this situation. It's why does it automatically default? Just because you're gone, if we get somebody that's a good one, like if we had Travis be there, would that be okay?
It's not the Andy and Mason show.
Stop talking about Andy. Andy is the one that's in. If it's Travis.
Right.
You actually wanted Travis to do an hour.
No, look.
You did. Wait a minute. You actually set him off. Yeah.
Before you. Uh-huh. Okay. I love being the
B. Spill the tea, Greg. Spill the tea.
I love being the B. I love being the two. No way. What do you mean, no way?
We actually have talked to you about, hey, why don't we let Ireland lead and you be the B? And you said, no. Absolutely not.
I begged Ireland to be the
BBA. No, you don't.
And by the way,
lies on lies.
When I was on with Travis, what did I want to happen
you
from noon to one? I
wanted
him to leave.
So is it about the seat or the person in the seat? Is it like you sit in this seat, I convey upon you these powers to lead the show?
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
If you're in that seat, you are the lead of the show.
This seat is the point guard.
Marcus, so you think we've worked together a long time in sporting news and we've done producers at the exact same time.
Right.
Isn't it an old school mentality to say just because your name's on the show, you lead when the other guy's out?
I mean, it is an old school mentality, but like sometimes things are old school because they work. Sometimes the old ways are best.
No, if there's somebody that is a good lead,
right?
They should lead.
But if you're saying is you don't think Ireland is a good lead.
I'm gonna be honest. We've talked
Sounds
about it.
Sounds like him.
There are times that I think that he is not the better of the two leads. You're a better lead.
Well, no, I'm not going to dispute that. I think I am a better lead. I think I'm a better lead.
You are a better
lead.
Fun.
But when Ireland's
it's
not here.
It's a different show when he leaves.
His name is on the show. I think that counts for a lot.
That shouldn't be the only reason it is. I mean, he can be a good lead. There are times where it's a really good show when he leads. There's also times when the shows are a little rough when he leads. That's just the truth.
Marcus, what do you think the moment somebody leaves the show and isn't on it, immediately they get thrashed? Immediately.
I mean,
I'm
so like,
Ireland's not here.
So now I should just stay here forever. Like, I got to come back tomorrow and the next day and the next day now.
Do you want to lead?
we got to switch seats, though, apparently. I can't do it from this
spot. I'm happy to be in the BC.
I mean, what do you think we do when you're not on the Blue Review? Apparently. Just thrash you.
Oh, yeah. So apparently. Marcus is on the Blue Review every day?
No, not every day. Most days.
Most days.
Most days.
So the Blue Review is now some combination of Bergman, Marcus, and Parker Bell?
Yes.
It's okay. Parker Bell and I are always there.
Always
Marcus
there.
Is there three or four times a week.
I've only been invited once.
You're welcome.
Wait, no, and the way I understand it is that you're invited all the time. It's just up to you when you decide you
I
want to
I need a specific invitation, specific day, specific time.
So you can give me a soft yes?
I give you a soft yes. A soft yes.
I need a hard yes constantly.
I give you a hard maybe all the time.
You do it exactly. Yeah. That does nothing
always
for me.
Always a soft yes. You know, there's a difference between a soft yes and a hard maybe.
Is there? What
just
is
a little bit of space in there.
Okay.
Like, for example, I am now in the middle of this body transformation that I'm doing with a trainer named Steve Zim, and today is the first day. I trained on Tuesday. Today is the first day that I am sore as hell.
Yeah, it's the second day, right?
It's the second. And I don't understand why it's the second day that you get sore after you do a bunch of resistance training.
Well, because I think the first day, your body is like, hey, this was kind of cool. And then it's like, oh, wait. Wait, no, we're really doing this. Like, this is a thing now? Like, I think your body's just like, wait, hell no.
Yeah, I was almost not even going to get out of bed today.
That's
sore.
How much you're hurting? Like, when you walk, can you not actually walk that well?
Well, I'm walking okay-ish because it wasn't leg day.
So you can't lift your arms
above
your
head. I have yet to have a leg day.
Above your head?
That's where I'm struggling right now.
At least it's my shoulders. Yeah. It being National Walking Day. Which
National
is what we
Walking Day.
So, Marcus, Mace wants to become Chris Hemsworth, essentially.
Yes, correct. I want
to
have
a
superhero body.
I applaud your ambition.
So my goal is for in 6 months, me to sit here with no shirt and do the show and feel good about how I look.
So I was gonna say you could sit here right now and do
the
show with no shirt on.
Of course,
like that part.
That's the before.
We tried to get him to do it yesterday. He refused.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not gonna do the before live on the show.
After?
Yeah, I'll release the before when I have the after, so you can see the before and after.
The after makes more of an impact if people see the before.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you think it makes more of an impact if you see the before and after at the same time? Yes.
Okay.
That's what Stephen A. did.
No, I like to. I want to see the before, and then when it's done, be like, wow.
Yeah, I
saw the before, and now
so,
it looks amazing.
Why are you so anxious to see the before? And then Bergman's like, well, just send it to me. I won't send it anymore. Why are you so desperate?
That does sound weird.
Why are you desperate to see my before?
Right, because I want to keep you accountable, because I don't think you'll actually do it. And if you don't do it, and I don't know if it's going to be real when you give me the before. It could be like 2 weeks down the line, because you want it to look better.
I want to look as bad
I'm
as possible.
You
like I am going when I do the before, I'm gonna
just gorge on.
I'm gonna just really not suck my belly. I mean,
I'm
gonna push it all out.
Stephen A. pushed it out, right?
I think Stephen
I think
A. did an
around
amazing
with
transformation
a basketball in his stomach.
I mean, you're saying he pulled a James Harden, just kind of,
pushed it out as much as he
had
could.
Had the fat suit on and then just showed up. I mean, there was something, like, to your point, though, there was something about, like, all of a sudden, like, hey, man, Mace is, like, sneaky ripped. Like, where did this come from
sort
of thing?
Sneaky swole.
Yeah.
Sneaky swole.
Sneaky swole. Sneaky swole. So I wanted to, by the way, what are your notifications silent all of a sudden, Bergman? You've got notifications are silent when I send you a text. What does that even mean?
When was that?
That was today. I send you a text. It says notifications silent.
No, they're not.
Why do people silence their notifications?
I mean, all my notifications are silent.
Why?
Because I just don't want to be bothered.
So you keep your notification silent all the time? So if I send you a text, it's going to say notification silent?
I didn't know that you... Why is my phone snitching on me to you, first of all? That's the first thing. But also, because I have this smartwatch, it buzzes my wrist, so right. It's not... It's not totally silent. It doesn't make noise, but I still am notified that something happened.
Right. Like Carlo, who's always social media guy, his phone is always silent.
I don't like that. My notification goes silent at 9:45 at night and turned back on at 6 o'clock in the morning.
What about those weird texts I get to you? Oh, no. Dodger games are over early now. So yeah, the latest I can get a text is like 9:30, 9:40.
I don't send anything to you anymore. I don't need to send anything to you. You don't respond.
Don't send anything to me after work.
No. As soon as it hits 4 o'clock... You don't respond to texts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I do not. Because my work is over for the day.
Nothing.
You were silent, by the way, Greg.
I was?
Yeah, yeah. You were silent. That's what I thought.
About my keys and stuff, or my key, really? My copy. Yeah, it's
Is this an iPhone thing that it tells you that somebody has their notification?
Yes.
Apple's just snitching on y'all, man. This is one more reason I'm glad I'm Team Android, because I don't want my phone snitching on me.
No, he's a green bubble.
Team Android.
He's a green bubble for sure. I don't despise
him.
I don't want my phone snitching on me.
Two words I've never heard put together. Team Android?
Team Android.
That's so sad.
Team Android? That is such a small team.
That
team is getting ass kicked every single day.
Team Android is larger than Team iPhone. More people have Android phones than have iPhones.
Oh, God.
It is a verifiable fact.
I don't believe that.
Look it up.
Let's Google this.
There are more iPhones, definitely, than Androids.
If you want to be in a group chat, you should never have a green bubble.
Right.
It screws
don't be
up
a green
the group
bubble.
Chat.
It does ruin everything.
You guys are so mad about your little aesthetics.
Yes.
As opposed to like having better sound quality, better phone camera quality,
better everything,
literally better everything. You guys just want to dig up aesthetics with bubbles.
I have to agree with him.
The iPhone is better at everything than Android.
That's not true.
What do you mean
that's not true? The camera is 1,000 times better.
No, they've got three cameras now on the new iPhone.
Yeah, they've had three cameras for like 8 years.
No, you guys are excited because you finally got USB connectors. Welcome to our world. Come on over to our side.
Join the cool kids. Come on, Marcus. Join the cool kids.
By the way, as of early 2024,
you going there?
Android has a 70.69% market share. iPhones hold a 60.77%. More than 1 billion iPhones, over 3 billion Android devices are currently active.
I feel
active.
So bad for
3.5 billion Androids, 1.3.
Androids suck for the group chat, but they're much better phones.
See, the easy thing is Apple, I use everything. It's just, I have Apple TV, I've got a MacBook Pro, I've got an iPhone. It's just like, it all syncs together.
The ecosystem of an Apple is great.
Ecosystem.
I have a Samsung phone and a Samsung watch and a Samsung tablet.
I've got an Apple.
And a Samsung TV, so you can still do all of
it. I can do all these things. We have the same ecosystem. Like, Apple has sold you guys this lie that you have something exclusive that the rest of us have had for a long time.
We think different.
Yeah.
We think different.
We think better. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Do we need a Matt Damon commercial to make this all
work?
We probably do. Be bold. Go to iCloud.
All right. Coming up next for you, Dodgers win again last night. Again, five or more runs now in every game this season. We'll talk about what's going right and question mark about exactly what they're going to do with Jason Hayward, likely headed to the injured list. We'll get to that coming up. Marcus Grant is here. Bergman is here. It takes two people to fill in for John Ireland, who will lead on Friday here.
He will.
710 ESPN.
Did you know that it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, Do you really have that kind of time to wait? Well, if you're listening today, I've got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which may make them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how quickly ZipRecruiter can help you hire. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire, and that was terrible.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So you lost, I think it was $5,000 mythical dollars, Bergman, on me not weighing 195 or less as of Monday.
That sucked, too. Thanks very much for that.
Today, 193.
You're such a jerk.
You
did it on purpose.
You missed it by a couple of days.
You missed it by that much.
Yep, by that much. Marcus Grant is here from NFL Network. He's filling in for Ireland today. Bergman's here as well. Dodgers... out of the box, really, really good. They are 6-2. They've scored five or more runs in each game so far this year. Last night was a bullpen game. Another huge night for Mookie Betts. Marcus, the season couldn't have started much better than it has.
Could not. Absolutely. I mean, Betts has been out. He's been locked in since the spring. I mean, we talked about this on Blue Review. I mean, he has been locked in since spring training. The fact that he has been just out of his mind so far at the start of the regular season has been great. And I think... making it even more impressive. Not that it's not impressive on its own, but he's doing it while going through a position change.
Yeah.
While moving from the outfield to playing shortstop. It looks like he's getting more comfortable at shortstop every single day, but still hitting over 500, five home runs, is first or tied for first, I think, in just about every major offensive category. It has been amazing to watch him so far.
Yeah. And Bergman, I think as you look at the team, one thing that jumps out at me is that everybody's hitting, it seems like, except for Shohei.
Except for Shohei. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I honestly think that he is just really pressing, trying to hit that very first home run for the home crowd, for all that stuff. I think when he gets on the field, he is focused so heavily into the game itself that he's pressing to get that one big hit, and then he'll be fine. Once he gets that one, it's going to just take off.
Yeah, I still think that the Ipe stuff is in his head circling. If there was a thought balloon above his head, there would be a picture of Ipe and $4.5 million. That's my theory.
Yeah, yes, it probably is there.
If my best friend ripped me off for $4.5 million,
that kind of stays with you for a while, right?
That would stick.
Right, I agree with that, but I think it's when it's off the field stuff. I think he goes into the game and doesn't think about those things. The example we used yesterday was John Ireland. When he comes into work, no matter what's going on around him, what's going on at home, he is strictly into work.
Well, don't hand him a script, though.
No, don't.
Do not hand him a script.
Again,
I have seen Ireland go at you.
But yes, but that's because I brought it up to him. He would not say it on the air.
Right.
He would go right into where it's like, the lights go on, he's in.
Yeah. Am I not the same way?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I mean, you kind of got no choice. You got nowhere to hide
exactly.
In this gig.
So Shohei's the same way.
I mean, I think the gig is the place to hide kind of from all this stuff, right? I mean, it's the spot where you get to go and sort of detach yourself from all of the things that are going on. I mean, for him, the Ipe stuff, it still exists when
right.
The game is over. Those 2.5-3 hours, 4 hours you throw in batting practice or whatever, like that's the time where you can just detach. You can sort of disassociate from everything else in your life.
Yeah, you compartmentalize so you don't have to think about those things. I think he's going to be fine.
Oh, look, I'm not worried about him.
No,
I
not
think
at all.
He's going to be fine.
But he is on the struggle bus. He is struggling hard right
now.
Yeah,
he's struggling. He's pressing. He's pressing. And he'll snap out of this. I mean, any night he'll snap. By the way, last night at 11
what
o'clock,
are we waving to?
Mom and nut stepdad Leo and cousin Jason
everybody.
And Aunt Linda are all here.
Oh, look at that.
Today.
Welcome.
So, my fantasy baseball draft wrapped at about 11 o'clock last night.
11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Gee, how long was it?
I would say it was about 4 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's way too long for a draft.
So you also, but you guys decided to wait a week to see what's going to happen before you drafted?
No, we, yeah, basically that's what it is. It's the way everybody's schedule lines up. Uh-huh. We did, I mean, there are a couple of games that happened. Like Mookie went for more than he might have gone for.
What'd
it's
go
an
for?
Auction draft. He went for $54 on a $260 budget. The only Dodger I wound up with was Max Muncy.
Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't get anybody else?
I didn't. No. See, the problem is I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in a draft with a bunch of Dodger fans.
It's going to drive the price
you
up.
You mention a Dodger and you're going to overpay. Mm-hmm. So as much as I would have loved to have had Freddie or Mookie or Shohei, it's like $50 on a $260 budget is too much.
The strategy to that, though, is you can sort of you know, play with people's pockets a little bit. You just throw somebody out there, drive the price up.
Trust me, that's what I did all night long.
Back,
I was throwing all the Now, here's the interesting wrinkle to this. Mike Robin is our commissioner. He's a great TV producer, done stuff like Nip Tuck and, I mean, all kind of, that's really old, L.A. Law, all kinds of shows. So Mike couldn't be there for the draft. And remember, it's an auction draft. So he auto-drafted.
An auction draft?
He auto-drafted.
How do you do that?
In an auction
that's
draft.
Rough.
Did he set it up so he's like, don't go higher than this
no.
number for this person?
No. He let the computer or whatever it is draft the team for him.
Oh, he's got to be screwed.
He is in first place.
Well, eight games into the season.
But the point is that the computer did a better job putting together a team than I'm in third place.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Robin is leading the league, and he didn't do any of the drafting.
I feel like that's not fair.
It's honestly... I think that the computer did a better job than any of us did.
It's believing in the algorithm. It's funny. It's not fair when the guy's winning. If you were like the worst team, you'd be like, ha ha, that's what you get.
Ha ha. Exactly.
And but I mean, AI is getting much, much stronger.
I
and
said
better.
It right during the draft. I said, we're getting our ass kicked by AI. and it's 100% true.
They're learning your tendencies. So
correct.
It's basically cheating.
And they're also looking for value.
Right.
When somebody's going for not enough, they will bid it up to whatever the algorithms.
Yeah, it's learning on the job as it's going. How much did Shohei go for, by the way?
54.
Went the same as Mookie.
Same as Mookie.
Freddie?
Yeah. Freddie went for 49 or 50.
Okay, so they are all
they're
really
all
expensive.
Right.
Shohei
in that
would have
same
gone for
category.
More if he was pitching, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Shohei as a pitcher
would have been in the 60s probably.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway, losing to AI. I will tell you this. So I do a podcast called the Culture Pop Podcast.
Ding.
Ding. yes, there is a YouTube component. And I've had a sound engineer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized all of a sudden, you know, let's just drop this into AI and see what happens. The AI version of the podcast was better than the guy we were paying to do the sound engineering.
Wow. Really?
So he has literally been replaced by AI.
You're part of the problem.
Yep.
See? I am. But, I mean, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Right. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time for all of us. That is a direct cause by AI. The only reason he doesn't have a job anymore is because of AI.
Yeah, Brian, you're irreplaceable unless Jorge wants to come back.
Exactly. If Jorge wants to come back.
I'm just kidding. You're doing a great job.
Exactly. No,
Jorge's right here. He definitely wants to come back.
No, we love Brian.
We love Brian.
Brian does
a great job.
All right, coming
Humboldt
up next
genius.
For you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland. Marcus Grant is here. Bergman is here. In the meantime, let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. When you're injured in an accident, one of the first calls you get is from the other person's insurance company. And they want to give you money. And that sounds like a really good deal. Don't fall for this trick. They're offering you money to replace or repair your vehicle. But is that going to cover your medical bills? Is that going to cover lost wages for missing work? Safe to say the answer is no. You shouldn't have to pay any money out of your pocket to fix your car or go see the doctor. And if you're missing work in turn, it's making your paycheck less than normal. Don't do this to yourself. You want Jacob. He will deal with the insurance company. He'll help with the rental car.
He'll schedule your doctor's appointments, and nothing will come out of your pocket. That's right. You don't pay a dime out of pocket while Jacob helps you take care of and gets you the settlement that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. I'll remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. And don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Laura?
All right, guys. Sorry, I was waiting for the room to simmer down over here.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Simmer down, room.
No, no. Well, Brianna's was in here, you know, cussing no ruckus. Anyways, I was looking at Twitter today because I was doing show prep, and I noticed I got sucked into a car chase that happened.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I actually had a situation where I was stuck in, like, around a car chase one time. Actually happened twice.
Right.
So I was like, it happens a lot in L.A. Have you guys been stuck around a car chase situation? Like, you've been in, you know, they've been in pursuit and you're around that whole debacle.
I never have, strangely. For as often as they happen here, I've never been caught up in one.
I've never been caught
never
up.
Never once
really?
Been in the middle of one or seen one go by me or
what?
Anything.
Yeah, Ryan?
I have actually a couple times.
Yeah, okay, really. Good. Okay.
I don't know if they were like the huge ones that made the news or not, but yeah, plenty of times where it's, you know, just driving 60, not too much traffic kind of deal, and then boom, 100 miles an hour. 2 seconds later, a bunch of cars go, or cars.
And Laura, you've been in a couple of them?
Two. Yeah, I've had not big ones, but one of the cars that they were chasing almost hit me, and I like froze, and then the car in back of me almost slammed into me because I froze. So that was.
Well, you can't
crazy.
Freeze.
Never. Well, I froze, man. Like, yeah. I was like, keep I just moving. Saw a bunch of cops, and I'm like, oh crap! Like, what's happening?
Don't stop. Keep going.
I
pull
do
to the
not
side.
Understand the appeal of a car chase on television.
I love.
I
it.
Love it.
People
it.
Love them. Love them. People love them. I'm like. I know how this is going to end. The movie ends
no,
the
no,
same way
don't.
Every time. Oh, sure it does.
I mean, it pretty much
car,
does.
Car pulls over. They run over the spike strips. Then they pull over. Then they run into some apartment building, and the
chase
cops circle
down.
With the...
Start jumping roofs and
yeah.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
so fun. It's doing parkour.
It's not the destination, Mace. It's the journey. It's the journey of the chase. Yeah. Like, you know, I used to work in a newsroom, and we would all watch them together, and we would start breaking them down like game film. Like, hey, you know, like, strategizing what the cops should do here. Like, hey, why'd you get off the freeway? That was a terrible decision. All that kind of
pit
stuff.
Pit maneuver. Right. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know Ireland loves
Ireland
the car
loves,
chase.
He thinks there should be a channel for it.
Someone made it. I think someone has sent it to me at one point. Someone made a car chase channel. Yeah.
It exists?
I think it
so
now
it's like,
exists.
It's like Red Zone for car chases?
Basically. So it's just all car chases all the time. Like, you can watch all of them. And
but
sometimes
what's
people
weird
do get away.
Car chases kind of don't happen in other places.
It's very
it's
much
a,
an LA
it's
phenomenon.
It's a very LA thing. Yeah.
Like Texas.
You've heard of car chases?
Cops are all over Texas.
Right, but they are. But I've never seen footage of a car chase anywhere
Have
but LA.
Have you ever watched Cops? The show Cops?
Is he ever
in LA?
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a car chase, is it?
No,
it's like a pullover.
Pulling over, but also there are chases as well. Yeah, car chases are not in Los Angeles.
No, I would argue
but we do it best.
Yes, I would
we
argue
we
that
definitely do it best.
The spectacle of a car chase is LA.
Look, as they're driving by, you know, the Hollywood sign.
I also think, I think part of the reason we do it well is because, like, OJ was the first one.
Right, OJ was a big one. I don't think he was the first one.
He was the first major
one,
right? It's definitely the most famous one.
Yeah, it's the most famous
one. The white Ford Bronco. I saw a Bronco the other day. Do you think they would ever stop making the Ford Bronco? Did they stop making it after
OJ? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Did it get more popular?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
It got nicer.
I don't know that that was necessarily a good ad for the Bronco.
See, that's what I was wondering. I saw someone driving a Ford Bronco in front of me on my way home, and I was
Hey, that double murderer isn't a Bronco. I think I'll buy one.
Driving at low speeds.
Did the white Ford Bronco go down?
Yeah.
You didn't want that.
My favorite thing was, okay, so the car chase is going on, and there's an assumption that somehow A.C. Cowlings and O.J. Simpson are listening to KNX, okay?
This is a presumption for
the traffic reports, right?
On the sixes?
So they start putting people on who can talk directly to O.J.
I think I remember
on
that.
On KNX.
I remember that.
So I remember Jim Hill on KNX saying, O.J., pull over, man. It's not worth it.
Come on, Juice. It's time.
Just in the off chance that he was listening to KNX for traffic on the ones or whatever it was.
Do you think he was listening to music? Do you think he was just like listening to a sports broadcast? Maybe he was listening to you?
Could have been. Could have been, yeah.
I don't imagine there was any radio actually in the car. I just imagine it was probably them talking to each other, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, I can't think of anything I'd want to listen. Here I am, you know, just the cops are after me. I'm being charged with double murder. My whole life and
wad full of money, a fake beard and mustache.
I'm not sitting here like, hey, man, let me hear that new Whitney Houston tune, right?
If you need to calm down, you should listen to something that's calming.
Have you heard the new Rihanna? Right?
What would you be listening to?
You know, just like
Enya.
What would you be listening to if you were in that situation? I mean, maybe not his situation. Not his, but like, you know, you're running away from the
yacht rock.
No.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Sail Away.
Sail Away. Oh, Sail Away's a good song
for us. That's right.
I kept playing that for Morales yesterday, hoping he would get the hint. Sail Away.
No,
Morales.
Some ludicrous. Move, beat, get out the way. Well, you're get in chase. Out the way.
But it's a low speed chase.
A low speed chase.
You don't need to have people to get out of the way there. They're just there.
All right, there is your wheel of questions. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Juice, pull over, man. It's not worth it.
We're all here for you.
So last night, the Lakers are in a good spot in their schedule. They win again last night on the road. They're in Washington tonight, so we're only on till 2:30 today. And the problem for the Lakers is they're playing really well, but so are the teams in front of them. So they're not making any sort of movement. The Lakers are still solidly the 9. They got a game and a half on Golden State. They're a game and a half out of the 7-8 slot, which is Sacramento and Phoenix tied. And they're still only 2.5 out of the 6. The schedule, though, gets tougher now for the final 6 games.
Yeah, if they can get past tonight, get the win tonight, it does get tougher. Now they have what? Minnesota?
Home to Cleveland, home to Minnesota, home to Golden State. They've won 5 in a row. At Memphis, which should be a win, and then at New Orleans, which is a tough game.
So at least it's all at home because they play so much better at home than they usually do on the road.
Yeah.
This was actually a really good road trip. If they win tonight, what is that, 5-1 for the road trip?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
That's great. Here's the thing. This goes without saying, they have to keep winning, right? Because the Warriors have gotten hot again, too.
Yep.
And they are, a game and a half back at
the
moment?
Yeah, game and a half back.
They still have one extra game to play, too.
And the Lakers
still
have
7 games.
Lakers have a heads up with Golden State, too. At Crypto.
Yeah, they have a head-to-head, which basically looks like a preview of the play-in game at this point.
Yeah.
So it feels like they're just... They're the 9 seed for good, right?
I think they're the 9, period. So, end of story, the 9.
They're basically just trying to hold off Golden State so they could have a home game for that first play.
For the first one,
playing
game.
Mm-hmm. Because if they have to go up to Golden State for that first one, that could spell
trouble.
It's
a tough spot, especially the way Golden State is playing. And then that you get to that 7-8 game, or that if you win the first one, then you play the loser of Sacramento Phoenix on the road.
Yes.
And if Sacramento loses that game, I think it's lights out for the Lakers. Sacramento has got the Lakers number 4-0, and we talked about this earlier, but DeMontis Sabonis is like 11-0 against AD for whatever reason. He's like AD kryptonite. So you want you don't want that game to be at Sacramento, the second play-in game. But as was pointed out earlier, the grand prize is the 8,
right?
And you wind up playing Denver, and it is lights out. Got swept by them last year. Gentlemen sweep this year, maybe?
Yeah. So you're saying five games?
Five games.
I mean, one. Progress.
So you have to fight hard. You have to win, like Mark is saying, every single game. But you got to fight to try at least get into that 7-8 spot so you can at least hopefully catch Phoenix. Because Phoenix has the hardest schedule in the NBA still. So they're going to lose a couple games here and there. If you win out, if you can find a way to win out and get into one of those spots,
right,
then you can find your way to the 7. You're in a good spot, but that's going to be so difficult.
I'm looking at Phoenix's schedule right now, right? They are
so hard.
Tonight they are home against the Cavs. Then they've got the T-Wolves. Then they've got the Pelicans. They've got the Clippers twice. They've got the Kings. They got the T-Wolves. They have a brutal schedule.
It's all teams above them.
All above them, exactly.
But that's another team. Phoenix is another team that the Lakers are going to struggle against because they have three stars, legitimate stars, in Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant, yep, who are all playing well together now that they're starting to mesh together. And then they have the big. They have the big that can...
Nurkic, who was just a beast the last time they played the Lakers, and I think Nurkic had 22 rebounds, and outplayed Anthony Davis in that game.
Yeah, because he out-physicals him, just like DeMontis Sabonis out-physicals him. That's what happened in the last game against Sacramento. There was times where DeMontis Sabonis was just throwing elbows at him and just taking him to the hole every single time. And if guys like Nurkic and Sabonis do that to him, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, win tonight, come home, and you're basically in the home stretch of the season. I think that they are going to be locked into the 9.
Most likely.
I think
they're
in the 9. I think the Warriors are kind of locked into the 10. I think Golden State has won against Houston, who's right behind them. I think, you know, if they win that, I think they're pretty much locked into the 10 spot, too.
Yeah, they're on a streak. So yeah. They're on a good streak right
now. Houston's done, right? Like, Houston had their moment.
They had their moment of making a run, yeah.
Right, they were right there on Golden State, but then Golden State just went on a streak, and that was it.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I want to dig into some Dodgers. They've added a new player. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but we'll talk about it. Plus, a bunch of guys here, Carlo, Mark Cates, a bunch of people from ESPN, just ran the LA Marathon. But coming up next, the story of the ultimate distance runner. Mason in Ireland, Marcus Grant is in for John, 710 ESPN.